Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Atlanta, we got some things we got to figure out. We got to get solved. It's Dukes and Bell. Oh, we're talking boy. About our offensive line. I gave an example earlier today, and I just want to run back through this as we've been telling you. And if you're just joining us, thank you for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station, its number one sports show, Dukes and Bell. There is a chance that Terry could get on the phone. He may already be. And working a potential deal to bring in another tackle. And if you're going, why do we need another tackle? Mike, tell him why we need another tackle.
All right, man. We found out today that Caleb McGarry leaves practice, gets carted off with apparently a lower leg injury. So that could be knee, could be anything. But he's going to get an MRI. We will not have the results of the MRI, I don't know, not by close of business at least. So stay tuned on that. Well, normally I'd be upset, but not that upset because I know I got Storm Norton, who's plugged in four times as a tackle, I think once for Jake, I think three times for Caleb over the years, but he's injured too. We were missing him in practice. That's something that you and I brought up. If you listen to the show, we told you every day, worried about Storm Norton, worried about Darnell Mooney, but Storm Norton apparently had surgery on an ankle. Adam Schefter reported that, so he's out 6 to 8 weeks, best case. So right now, if, heaven forbid, it's a long-term injury for Caleb McGarry, we don't have a starting right tackle in the building. Now, we've got guys that can plug in from the backups, but that's not exactly ideal. Right now, it would be Elijah Wilkinson, who started games, Carl, in the league as a guard. We also have a big guy in Brandon Parker, but he's not looked that great in the preseason. A journeyman, huge 6'8" tackle.
Yeah, he's a big guy, and I'm sure they'll continue to work. You know, they've got some plans with people that are in the building. Outside the building, my guess and my thought about this is, you're going to have to wait until final cuts. And the reason is because that's going to allow teams to say, these are the guys we really like the most, who's available out there. And then once that happens, Mike, that doesn't mean teams won't still potentially do trades. Today we saw the Browns agree to trade defensive tackle Juwan Briggs and a 26th, seventh-round pick to the Jets. This is the kind of move that I think we may be anticipating with the Falcons. And I brought this up earlier in the show just to say this has happened. In 15, we traded for a guy named Andy Levitre who came in here from the Titans. We gave away a 6th-round draft pick and a future conditional pick.
Right.
Andy Levitre ended up being really good for us. He came in 15. 16, we go to the Super Bowl. He's on that line, blocked amazingly.
Nobody knew who he was.
No. And my point about this is that kind of deal may be in place. Who that is, guys, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I know. But this is what our scouting department is for, and this is what Terry's job is. And so, Mike, they may make a move down the road, and I think we're going to be forced to because of the depth issue. Even if McGarry is not, let's say 100%, are you going to risk that and say, we still don't have another backup plan? I think you need a backup plan now with knowing what the situation is with Storm Norton.
We don't have a fifth-round pick in next year's draft. We do have a 2, a 3, a 4, a 6, and a 7. Obviously, wouldn't we be giving up a first-rounder unless it was a frontline tackle who somehow lost his job, had a lot of money on the salary or something, and that's why a team was going to move on from him.
We don't have a first next year.
Right. We don't have a first. We don't have a fifth. So I'm saying if you just you compare it to Andy Levitre, you know, we talked about later-round draft picks. So you know, we got a 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, and that's what we got for 26. It's a little scary because you're looking for a guy that you nailed it. We lucked out with that situation. We've had times where we didn't have a center. Remember 2015? Didn't have a center. We really didn't. We had Joe Hawley. We had other guys that person couldn't do the job, and it was just a drag, and that's why we went and got Alex Mack. Hopefully we can find somebody who gets cut, or, and a lot of guys have asked us, and we can just go over this real quick before we get to the dogs, what about moving Bergeron, Matthew Bergeron from left guard? He was a tackle at Syracuse. He's size-wise, you know, he could be a little bit bigger in the dumper to play tackle, but he's great. But do you want to see Dwayne Ledford, the O-line coach, and does Coach Ra want to make that move, as you said, kind of really get away from the chemistry you've got in the center of the line?
Yeah, I don't want to make a strength a weakness. That's my concern. Do you have a strength right now? And if you feel like that can be compromised, then it might not be worth it, Mike. Look, if you've got a guy, let's just say he is not as good as McGarry, which obviously that's not the case because they just gave him a $30 million extension. But he's good enough to fill in and fill the void, and with help and schematically you change some things up, how you operate, can you get through the first, let's just say, 5 weeks of the season? And by the way, it's not a cakewalk. Have you guys looked at the schedule? We've talked about this. Jaden Daniels coming to town at the end of September. We start with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who's on this division. Like, you start looking at the schedule and you go, all right, we got to win at least three of these first six. We got to be 500. So my point, Mike, is you could do that, but I also feel like I don't want to hurt a strength right now inside with our guards and certainly our center.
Right, and it's just something that we've been talking about a lot the last couple of weeks. We brought it up at Hooters our last couple of days of practice. Now, admittedly, we've not been at practice, and this was the last practice open to the media, by the way, today.
Yep.
So now it's basically they control the message, what's going down. But, I mean, Javon Gwynn is the backup center. That's not optimal. Elijah Wilkinson is now technically slides in, or Brandon Parker. And as we said, Parker's got the size, but he's been kind of a journeyman in his career. Wilkinson has started a bunch of games, over 35 games in the NFL, but we just don't have a lot of depth there. So now you're going to have to, as you said, hopefully, I would imagine, Carl, the personnel department, to your point, is already ahead of this, and they're looking at people. They've scouted other teams.
It's what they do. And this is why all these teams have personnel departments. And you have pro personnel, which is what this is, and you have college. College are the guys that are scouting the guys that we end up drafting. Pro is where Terry Fontenot came from. That's his background. I need to go find a guy who I think is good and another team doesn't value as much, and we fill in the void. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up and let us know what you think. That is the news today. It's certainly not good news, but it's not bad news either because we don't know the extent of the injury. It could be worse, especially if we're talking about, and Mike, I'm knocking on this faux wood in here. Now you're talking about a McGarry missing significant time. And when we say that, guys, again, you're talking 8, 9, 10 weeks of the season. That's a significant amount of time.
Right. And you know, as we said earlier, this is the blind side, or the side that Michael Penix Jr. doesn't have the best visibility because he is left-handed, the head of face faces this way. So, you know, you look at it and you say, how are we going to protect Michael Penix Jr. if it's Elijah Wilkinson or whoever it might be, or Parker? Now, all of a sudden, Charlie Warner's back there helping out as a tight end.
Yep.
Now, Bijan is more than – can Bijan chip and release, or is he stuck there blocking? That's not optimal. So there's ways you can make up for some deficiencies, but now you're taking away guys from being downfield as targets. That's the problem.
All right, guys, more on this to get to. Bob Herrick's on the way. Let's talk some dogs. Well, the good news is respect comes when your guys are being represented. And Georgia lands 11 guys on the preseason All-SEC teams. Again, 1, 2, 3 teams, right? So there are a variety of guys. Some you know, Christian Miller. Some of these names you've heard. And some you may not be as familiar with. Oscar Delp, for example, you know, is a guy that many people are familiar with. Nate Frazier, Mike, on the third team.
Right.
Ernest Green earned the third team as well. But the news is this, that I think people around this conference still realize Georgia is loaded and they have a bunch of players that are going to show up big for this team this year. Whether at the end of the season, Mike, they're all SEC first, second, or third team, the talent is here. And how does Kirby cultivate that talent to get this team and get the best out of this version of the Georgia Bulldogs?
Yeah, man. Knowing that you got a quarterback who's got some experience in some big games. Obviously, it worked out against Texas. I mean, nearly got his block knocked off in the SEC championship. Had a physical, matchup against the Irish. He spent a lot of time yesterday talking about how the coach maybe put him in not the best place to succeed, trying to get him to do a 2-minute drill with 39 seconds on the wrong side of the 30, which resulted in a short field. And I told you about it yesterday. But I do have some faith in him. We certainly have faith in the skill position guys. The trenches. You're still concerned about the defensive line? We talked about that with Connor Riley on Monday.
No, I am. It's my number one concern. I do think the receiving room is going to be better. Kirby, he did this with purpose. He went out and got guys that he felt like could catch the ball, and it didn't matter who was throwing it to him. Glenn Schumann, by the way, the DC, was talking about, they didn't tackle enough. They didn't tackle well enough last year. That's a whole other part of this. It's not whether you're controlling the line of scrimmage. Once the line of scrimmage is controlled, are you tackling? Can you get guys to the ground? And ironically, it's funny because Schumann was talking about this, and then they asked Kirby about it, and he said, look, we do a lot of 11 on 11, but we try not to take guys to the ground because there's a high injury rate when you start doing this in practice. So we have to weigh poor tackling versus tackling a guy and making the play and saying, hey, we'd rather get that work in even if it involves potential risk of injury. So he says we do the best job we can simulating it. That is my concern, Mike. The tackling is one thing, but controlling the line of scrimmage, especially up front on the D-line, is probably my number one thing. I know a lot of people worried about the offense. I think Bobo, and I know you have your issues with that in the O-line, I think they're going to be okay. He's got to commit to running the football more. But I got to see them get big stops, man, and I didn't see enough of that last year.
Right. I mean, the physicality, that was what was lacking. You go back and you look at 22 and 23, that's kind of that argument we had with Mike Griffiths from Dog Nation a couple months ago. Because, he was kind of giving Stetson Bennett, short shrift as far as what he did, because he talked about all the weapons they had on the defensive side and how good they were. Yes, that was, I mean, I'll say it, elite. That was an amazing defense, the back-to-back championships, with guys who go right to the Eagles in the first round as some of the best defenders, in the draft. They haven't had those guys because the depth hasn't been there, because nobody's got the depth right now because of NIL and everything else we know is funky with college football. This is a big year for, I think, some of those guys like Bobo, like Stacey Searles, to see if you can step up. Because, look, Kirby's not going to sit there and run with his buddies and rest on his laurels if they don't get the job done this year.
No, he can't.
And the job won is the championship. There's no excuses. We played the soundbite from Kirby yesterday about all the things that the computer, quarterbacks like being a computer, how do you process? Well, he processed better than Puglisi. He has confidence in him, and he got better weapons. Could Carson Beck, with these weapons, have done something special last year? When those guys have caught the football when he wasn't thrown to the other team, probably right.
That's the big question. I think, and this is where I'm at, when you say, Dukes, why are you worried about the D-line? It's simple. You lost all three of your best pass rushers from last year. We have one of them, by the way, in the Atlanta Falcons. So your top three sack artists from 2024 are gone. And now you say, are we going to get enough from our edge guys? It's one thing to talk about controlling the line of scrimmage again, Mike, but are you going to get the push you need off the edge? So you got guys that are unproven right now for Georgia, unlike you went into last year and said, oh, man, look, we got Jalen, we got Michael. It's a different deal. That is why I'm concerned, and that's why I think the task for Glenn Schumann is going to be a little bit different than it's been in the last few years.
Hey, man, we talked about Georgia. They got two relatively easy games, the Marshall, the Austin Peay of the world, and then they head to Knoxville. For the first time in about 4 years now, Auburn starts with a big out-of-conference opponent and a game in Waco, Texas against Baylor under Brian Harsin and Hugh Freeze. They got Alabama A&M, UMass, Mercer, and Akron. And now, with all the pressure we've talked about with Hugh Freeze and what folks feel he is or isn't doing in recruiting, what's happening with his quarterback room, how dynamic is his offense going to be, how much pressure on Hugh Freeze in that week one, and will the sky be falling if Baylor puts a number on him?
So let me ask you, is the perception that, because I don't think it's fair, like I said, everybody deserves a round every now and then. Is the perception that Hugh Freeze didn't do enough in the offseason because he was preoccupied with some of the stuff that we heard, whether it was true or false? Mm. And look, I think he owned it at SEC Media Days. Like, hey, yeah, I play some golf, but let's not get crazy. Mike, because the point is, if they lose, that's what people are going to be talking about.
Right. That's when the golf thing that you said, and a lot of guys we're friends with that are Auburn alum have talked about. He's got to get off the damn golf course. It's the same stuff that some Gator fans were saying about Billy Napier when they weren't feeling he was doing his due diligence on the recruiting trail. But, hey, man, it's going to be interesting to see how, because I think a lot of folks feel this is the year where Auburn has to take a step up. We talked about Georgia Tech with expectations. I don't know if those expectations are warranted, but something positive's got to happen with Auburn this year.
No doubt about it. All right, we're coming back, guys. Bob Herrick, Sports Illustrated, one of the best golf writers and certainly guys that covers the game of golf and the PGA in the business. We love talking with him. We'll get his thoughts on the Tour Championship. What's going on with Scotty Scheffler?
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Let's talk about the Tour Championship with one of our favorite guys, Bob Herrick, golf writer for Sports Illustrated. Amazing book, Drive, The Lasting Legacy of Tiger Woods. Bob, it's good to have you back on the show. We're excited, obviously, here in Atlanta for the Tour Championship. But we got to start first with this run for Scotty Scheffler. And I know you know more than anybody else, you know, the comparisons when we start talking about it, it's Tiger-like. But isn't it really Tiger-like, Bob?
I mean, in this window, it certainly is. This sort of short window, you know, nobody since Tiger in 06, 07, so basically almost 20 ago, has won five or more tour events in consecutive seasons. You know, Tiger did that like five different times or four different times. So Scotty did it.
Bob Herrick with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 1 second, we're going to grab him back as he's talking about this comparison with Scotty and the run that he's on. And Mike and I were talking about the odds. Scotty is hands-on favorite to win this. Mike said, if you want some value, go with the field in this.
Right.
Because, look, I think a lot of people just think it's a given that Scotty's going to do this. He might. But I also think, Mike, because everybody starts at zero and he doesn't come in with a 10-stroke lead, this is anybody's tournament.
No, it is interesting. I mean, I thought, you know, it was kind of – I'm going to ask Bob when we get him back on the line here about the format. But, yeah, Bob, you got us? Scotty Scheffler, I hate to go down that road, but when you see him making shots like that amazing chip or pitch, or however you want to describe it, on 17 on Sunday, I mean, that's Tiger-quality stuff.
Yeah, Tiger did that a few times. You know, Tiger did that at the Memorial one year where he chipped one in from behind a green. That was unbelievable. Obviously, that great chip at the Masters. Yeah, you know, that's Tiger-like. And so is, as we were talking about before, about the, you know, the five-victory season. Also, 13 consecutive top eight finishes this year. Believe it or not, Tiger never did that.
Huh.
Tiger never had a run of 13 straight top eights. You know, that's incredible. I mean, the consistency, I actually asked Scotty today, I mean, human nature sort of has all of us maybe sometimes just let off the gas once in a while, like especially when you've accomplished something. Mm. Last week, for example, at the BMW, he had clinched the most points coming to the Tour Championship. It didn't matter what he did. And as I go, and I heard you guys referring to, they all started zero this week.
Mm.
So it didn't matter what he did there. It wasn't going to impact this week. It would have been a real easy time for him to just kind of take it easy. You know, maybe not practice as much, maybe just show up right before his tee time. And no, I mean, he grinded it out and he ended up winning. You know, he was four behind at the start of the day. He could have just said, you know what, I'm not worried about it. But that's not how his mind works. And that is very Tiger-like. Tiger was very, very much one who, you know, it didn't matter. He always wanted to win. And that's a pretty good quality.
And by the way, speaking of the format, I know we've had some amazing moments. Haas winning a couple, you know, going back years ago. And, of course, Tiger winning, which was one of the great of all times. But, Bob, it just seems to me, having, like, a match play, I know at first I was kind of like, meh. But I've seen some folks throw the idea of maybe, what about a match play format for the Tour Championship? What do you think of that?
Yeah, I mean, it's been discussed a lot. I think there's some aspects to that that might be really good. The problem is, well, there's a couple problems. One is I don't think TV likes it very much
right.
because it pares down the number of players, and you do run the risk of losing guys before the end. And as Scottie Scheffler himself said today, he said, we play stroke play all year, and then to determine the so-called year-long winner with a different format, like the players just don't seem interested in doing that. And they have a big say.
Right.
You know, the format that is going to get run by them. So I do think that golf, the tour, should have a match play tournament somewhere. I think there's a need for it. I think there's an interest in it. I'm just not sure that it should be here or that it will be here.
All right, Bob, I know that you wrote about the Tour's new CEO, and I'm curious to know what your thoughts are with his approach to live. We get the PGA's top 30 here over the weekend, and it's going to be great. But there are a few guys missing, right, that you'd love to have here. What is his approach to live, and is it going to change with the PGA now that he's going to be in charge?
Yeah, look, that's a good question, and I think it's an interesting answer that he gave today on the way he answered. He had a couple of three, I think, that centered around Liv and, you know, bringing all the players back together, and he very much made it clear that is down his list of priorities. And, you know, I think we would all like there to be some resolution to this so that we could have guys like Bryson and John Rahm play more than just in the majors against Rory and Scotty. But the way it's gone, I think they're at an impasse. Like, they cannot figure out a way to suit both of their needs. And the tour is feeling pretty good about itself.
Right.
You know, they've had a strong year. They've had a really nice TV ratings rebound. You know, Rory wins the career Grand Slam, wins three times. Scotty wins two majors, wins five times. You have a great story with J.J. Spahn, the way he won the U.S. Open. You know, you've got a Ryder Cup coming up. I know that's not a PGA Tour event, but it has PGA Tour players. There's just been a pretty good momentum for the tour this year. And Liv is just sort of doing its thing. And I think the tour feels
Again, Bob Herrick joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. SI, senior golf writer, talking about East Lake and the Tour Championship and how all this is going down. I did have one other thing I wanted to ask him real quick because I know his phone is cutting in and out. Everybody's here getting ready for the tournament tomorrow, and I did want to ask him one other thing before we let him go. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Guy Talks on the way. Also, more on the Falcons. If you're just tuning in, we had offensive line issues today that we are dealing with, and we're talking about injury, guys. So we're going to fill you in on the latest with Caleb McGarry and what we know, and also what Raheem Morris had to say before practice today, talking about their approach to this third preseason game with the Cowboys, who may or may not be available. And we got some more college football conversation to get into as well. All right, I got to ask you one other thing, and we're going to get a chance to see you tomorrow. I'm excited about, obviously, East Lake and what's going on. I wanted to ask you about the Payne Stewart Award. I found myself fascinated. Paul Azinger was awarded last night, and I'm just sitting there watching and hearing these stories. And my point is, the PGA in golf does such a good job of looking back and honoring their own and talking about the legacies. And now today I see, you know, Tiger's getting more involved in some of the stuff away from the course. They do such a great job with this. And I think this Payne Stewart Award every year that they give, it's just incredible.
Yeah, it really is. It's a nice, really nice idea that they've had. I've been doing that for years now. And honoring guys who have given back, you know. And Azinger, of course, was really close with Payne Stewart. It's kind of amazing how long ago that has been now.
99,
yeah,
I believe.
You know, they 99. It was, yeah. 1999. Like, so it's 26 years this fall. And you know, Paul and him were contemporaries. They competed against each other. And Paul's a good storyteller, as you might have seen. I mean, he's a fun guy who has a lot of good memories of those days. It was nice that they honored him. Frankly, you know, he probably could have gotten that sooner, but long to give it to. And I'm sure they've got plenty more on their minds as far as going forward.
Bob Herrick's with us, guys. Noted golf journalist. And he'll be out there. He's like, real quick, before we cut you loose, DeChambeau from LIV, obviously on the Ryder Cup. Justin Thomas, Morikawa. Then it gets a little iffy. You like the idea of Keegan Bradley being the captain and playing in the Ryder Cup?
Yeah, that's really interesting to see now what's going to happen with that. I think Keegan is finding out that as it gets closer, his duties are a lot, and it's getting harder to maybe think of doing both. I sort of personally hope he does play. I'm one who thinks that, like, sitting here right now, basically a month before the Ryder Cup, I have to believe that they know who's going out, who their pairings are the first day, both sessions. So, like, to me, it's not like he has to worry about, you know, what the plays are, you know, for the offense on the first series, or, you know, or any of that kind of thing. It's probably already decided. You know, him and his assistants, they know who the six are. You mentioned two guys, Morikawa and Justin Thomas. They're probably on the team. He's got to pick four more. Those guys who are the next four might only play once a day.
Huh.
So, and Keegan's a hell of a player and very competitive. And so, look, he's slipped a little bit since he won the Travelers, and that might be giving him some pause. But if they pick him, I don't have a problem with it, because I've been one who said all along, we overstate how much the captain has to do. This isn't a football coach, you know,
right,
who's trying to make decisions throughout the course of the game. There's only so much you can do. And then once it starts, guys are big boys. He does not need to hold their hand.
Totally agree. Bob, looking forward to watching and seeing how this all plays out over the weekend. It's going to be a fun weekend here in the ATL. East Lake, we'll be out there tomorrow. Tito's Steel Tent. Come by and see us, guys. Bob Herrick, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely.
Have a good one.
You too.
Yeah, man. I was asking you about that the other day because, you know, yeah, you put your team together. The key is chemistry. When you got to play, like, you know, you got to have pairs out there. Guys got to have a vibe. Sometimes you have guys that don't play well together. Other than that, you're walking around with a walkie-talkie. Okay, what's going on three? If you can multitask, hit some balls. Hey, man, coming up in Guy Talk, is another Buc-ee's too many Buc-ee's? And we're going to get a big fight. Unfortunately, it's a Jake Paul fight, but people will dig it. Coming to State Farm. We'll fill you in next in Guy Talk.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, man, some really bad news about the Falcons' offensive line. Stay tuned, guys. That's coming up top of the hour in our Falcons report. And this isn't hype. This is real. Hey, man, it is Dukes and Bell. On the lighter side, we all love Buc-ee's. I know, who doesn't love Buc-ee's, right? I mean, sometimes Buc-ee's is so crowded, I don't even pull in. When I'm going on my way to Florida or coming back, it depends on where you're heading, or maybe down the Panhandle or Savannah, whatever your location, your destination is, many Buc-ee's. Well, guess what? There's another one, but maybe they're oversaturating, Carl. Buc-ee's gets a final approval from Monroe County to put one at the Rumble Road exit before you spin off on 475 to head south. Reason I bring it up is there's another Buc-ee's about 32 miles down the road.
Mm.
You know, you're the one I'm talking about, Day-Day, when you're going down 75. So is that too many Buc-ee's in one area? Because, you know, you got the Warner Robins store. And now I will say this. Sometimes that's right about when I'm ready to, you know, lose my mind, that first hour to my drive into Florida.
For sure.
When everyone's going about 60 in the left lane. You know, and I always get that sign, Rumble Road, Schmar. Is it pronounced Schmar or is it Smar? You know, you ever think about that? You see a city, right? You ever see a town on a street sign? Like, I always bet you that I go, like, when she's driving back from work, if I'm driving back, where are you? I'm in Schmar on Rumble Road. Well, anyway, that's where the new Buc-ee's is going to be. It's going to be 74,000 square feet, 200 full-time jobs coming to town. paying out at $17 per hour. They're also going to spend $10 million in road improvements, and they promised $30 million in sales tax revenue. So obviously it's a cash cow when you put a Buc-ee's in your county.
Yeah, creating jobs, opportunity. Look, I don't know if you could ever have enough Buc-ee's. Here's the reason. Every time you get there, it's packed. And literally, I mean, they do such a great job of moving people through. And Mike, I never waited to register or any of that. But like, you're telling me I'm going to drive down the road, how many X many miles, you know? And I love their marketing. The folks do a terrific job.
Right.
And you're just like, okay, it makes you want to stop again, even though you might not need to. So I don't know, man. I love Buc-ee's. I can't get enough of it when we're on the road. And so I would tell you no. And by the way, how do you keep those damn bathrooms so clean?
Huh? Well, that's just it. I mean, miles and miles of gas pumps. The Beaver Nuggets. Oren, have you had the Beaver Nuggets?
Wifey loves the Beaver Nuggets.
Yeah, man. If you haven't had them, that's basically like a crunchy popcorn, like caramel-coated popcorn. Okay. It's just unbelievable.
Jerky, oh my gosh.
The brisket sandwiches. You got a favorite Buc-ee's your day?
I don't have a favorite Buc-ee's. Don't shoot me. I'm not on the Buc-ee's hype train.
Oh my God!
Are you saying that as somebody who's never been there before? Right,
no, I've been every time we, you know, I have a large family, so we road trip all the time.
Sure.
So we always make a stop to Buc-ee's. My oldest son and my wife, they love the brisket.
Okay.
There's nothing there that I just have to go crazy for.
All right. Now, for me, if you're heading down to the beach, you know, an extra cooler.
Don't talk to me the rest of the day.
Yeah, you're dead to me, dude. You're dead to me.
I will say they need to put one up 85.
Right. Well, there's more coming. There's one down by Montgomery, and we need more. You're right. You know, there's a bunch of real estate by me. Man, that'd be great. I picked up, last time we did the show up at Twin Peaks up in Chattanooga, picked up bathing suits for the wife because everybody that gets a kick out of the Buc-ee's bathing suits are kind of cute. And got some, you know, get some blow-up rafts. Buc-ee's has the best pool noodles too, by the way. So it's a lot of beach stuff. That's me. Anyway, there's a new one coming soon.
Franklin has some Buc-ee's swim trunks.
There you go. Can't go wrong.
You didn't pick up a grill? They got that too?
I mean, we're renting a house. They got a grill. But you do have the availability. Hey, man, we're going to have a fight coming to Atlanta. Jake Paul. Now, the weight thing on this is kind of a little bit curious. But Gervonta Davis going to fight Jake Paul November 15th at State Farm Arena. It's going to be on Netflix. They may not be able to sanction this one officially because, you know, Jake Paul will be over 200 pounds. And, you know, Davis is a champ at 135. So I don't know how far he wants to come up without losing his effectiveness and how far Paul's going to come down to make the fight. But apparently they could have made this fight for months. Now it's going down. His last fight was that Julio Cesar Chavez fight. That was 200 pounds back in June. Again, that guy can stand up for hours. We've seen it happen. But Davis was going to face up against Lamont Roach in a rematch. They had that really controversial draw. That fight fell apart. So again, guys know that even though Paul's really not technically a boxer, there's money to be made fighting him.
Yeah, look, I clown this guy when he started because I wanted him to fight real fighters. He's beat up some guys. The Mike Tyson thing was a joke. This probably will be because of the weight, Mike. Love Tank, he's not going to knock out Paul. He's not. And, you know, look, is this a money grab? Are these guys just in there to clown around? I don't know. But right. At the end of the day, you're right. It's going to get views and people are going to check it out. And it's on Netflix, by the way, right? It's on
Correct.
Netflix. So.
And again, it would be considered technically. This was supposed to be an exhibition.
That's right. That's right.
Rocky IV. But yeah, it's be 10 3-minute rounds. That would be if they can't get it professionally sanctioned. So stay tuned on that. Hey, man, Coco Gauff. Everybody likes Coco, right?
And Absolutely.
An American at the U.S. Open. Some people that know tennis, I don't know tennis as well, so I'm going to read the article. This comes from the L.A. Times. Apparently, Coco is going to fire her coaching staff. Parting ways with one of her coaches and brought in a new biomechanics expert. This is just a couple days, obviously, before you get the U.S. Open kicking off at Flushing Meadows. She got beat in the first round at Wimbledon, so maybe she thought it was time for change. First round exit. So maybe thought drastic changes.
This kind of stuff happens. I mean, you know, especially when you're at the top of your game, Mike, and you're trying to get over the hump and you want to win multiple majors and all that stuff. This stuff happens, but I'm always curious to know, like, everybody?
Everybody?
You know what I mean? You find everybody?
Well, you find people. A number of people on the staff.
Okay.
Hey, more news and more trouble if you're trying to follow your favorite sports. We know that the NBA is going to be on new platforms coming this year. We also know that Major League Baseball isn't going down the same road. But here's the good news. If you're not happy when the Braves are on Apple, that could be ending. Big article came out today from Yahoo. Report says that Apple leaving its Friday Night Baseball package looks to be happening. And NBC and Peacock would swoop in. So it would be perhaps behind the paywall of Peacock. And they'd have Friday and Sunday exclusive games, plus wild card contests. But wait, there's more. Reports now from Yahoo that Netflix wants to gobble up the All-Star Weekend, or at least Home Run Derby. So he would stay on Fox, but the Home Run Derby could shift to Netflix.
Yeah, ESPN paid a premium for the Home Run Derby, and I'm sure they're going to as well. Okay, so this is going to be all over the place, is what you're telling me.
Right. So it's just kind of interesting. The Friday night games, which a lot of that always gets people irked who don't have the Apple package for that. Netflix adding the Home Run Derby. That's more live TV. They got WWE's Raw. You just mentioned the Paul fight with Tyson. That was huge.
Huge.
Despite some folks basically streaming, basically blocking and wiping out the internet for minutes at a time. Yeah, man. Yeah, the old days, I know it's you sound like yelling at a cloud if you're complaining about how we consume our sports on TV. But, yeah, Netflix, they're becoming a bigger player. So the Home Run Derby on Netflix. Maybe the good news is we won't have Eduardo Perez.
All right, that is good news.
And if I don't have to listen to the guy with a gobstopper in his throat with David Cohn, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I am too.
I know he's a Florida State guy. That's Tony Perez's kid, for those who don't know, playing the show. But the voice, Day-Day, the voice. I can't get past it.
Yeah, it is a little interesting. But I'm
curious. Why wouldn't you have voice lessons? Speaking lessons.
I'm curious.
Acting lessons. Dancing lessons.
With all this happening.
He's dancing in the broadcast, too?
It's a Godfather reference. I'm just making Carl laugh.
Did I miss the memo that with this acquisition that NFL Network is no longer on YouTube TV? Because I can't seem to find it.
Yeah, that's going to be behind ESPN's giant paywall. That what did Kunin say? $29.99, right?
What part of this?
NFL YouTube. Network. It used to be on NFL TV, and I haven't been able to find. I mean, on YouTube TV, and I haven't been able to find it.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
And have you looked it up? Like, no longer on YouTube?
Well, no. I'm about to try to find out.
I'm looking it up as we speak, because every week it seems like you and I are talking about the changing landscape.
Yeah, they're changing.
Yes,
yeah.
NFL Network is no longer available on YouTube because ESPN has got it.
Wow.
And so it'll be behind that ESPN paywall. All one source. Your one source shop with ESPN, man.
Yep.
Waka, waka, waka,
that's
waka.
Trying,
Pac-Man
that's
just eating up everything.
That's what they're trying to do, no doubt.
Hey, man, we've seen people losing their minds. There was a crazy video last week. Guys just beating up on, he's swinging on cuz. Of course, it had to be Spirit Airlines. It was at the Baltimore gate. I tweeted out, I said, hey, who knew they're bringing back the wire, Carl? Meanwhile, Day-Day, Oren, have you seen the video that went viral of this woman having the meltdown in Orlando? Now, I don't know what her circumstances were. If she missed a flight or somehow a flight got canceled. Either way, she tried to make 3 flights on standby and got bumped every time.
Okay.
And finally, she just snapped. So she basically starts swinging on the guy working the counter.
You ain't gonna do this to me!
She literally loses it. She knocks over the computer.
Oh, watch out! Oh, he stole on me! He fired on cuz!
Yeah, she tried to get through the gate after it closed, and they asked her to stop. The woman, who was named Peyton Tuberville, I don't believe related to the senator and former coach, she's got it on her video. She posted it on TikTok and everything else. Video shows an unidentified woman approach the desk screaming, "Are you kidding me? Are you effing kidding me?" as the agent calmly asks her to walk away. Then she kicks the guy.
Mm.
So there you go. And so that's assault. And the girl goes, "Ooh, that's assault." On the play-by-play, woman walks away. Needless to say, as she was trying to fight standby, apparently enjoyed 3 or 6 or 8 of mine or 20 vodkas at the bar, because she basically walks away mumbling to herself as the computer is bashed by her knapsack. 2 flights wasted!
That's assault, brother.
That is.
3 planes after 45 minutes, she's heard screaming. Man in the pink walks away, and then people go, "Call the police! Call the police!" You always have those people on those videos.
Why do they always yell, "Call the police," instead of just calling the police?
Right. Well, somebody, how about drop the phone and just call 911?
Oh, yeah.
But
no,
either way.
They'd rather record it.
Yeah, I talked about the incident years ago when my father-in-law, when he was still alive, he was in a cancer hospital in Philly, so I flew up for just like 2 days. And I was at the Philly airport at the Delta counter. And it was the same old, same old. Somebody wasn't paying attention, missed their flight down to, I think it was Jamaica or something. And it was 2 belligerently drunk women. Yes, wearing, like, one was wearing an Eagles hat, Philadelphia.
Right.
And just basically just, just getting abusive. And so finally I walked over to the woman from Delta and I said, "Look, I don't know," because they're saying they're going to, you know, what drunk people say, "We're going to take this up as your supervisor." And I said, "Look, here's my card. You know, if these 2 guys make a beef, you know, call me because I get your back." Because this lady was being professional.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
It's just people, air travel is stressful enough, but it just seems like there's just, civility is like the first casualty, right, nowadays, in air travel. It goes right out the window.
No, and look, it's unfortunate because, you know, I talk a lot like, "I wish you would mess my flight up."
Right.
But the reality is, once they do, there's nothing you can do. Pilot's like, we're turning around. And you could be like, come on, man.
Right.
It's the worst.
But that's what you and I, every time Carl and I fly for work trips, we're always like, who's going to be the wacko? Who's the guy who's drunk that's going to get, we're going to get the zip ties out and we're going to have to, we always joke around.
This is your pilot due to some unforeseen events in the cabin. We're going to have to stop in Richmond. You know what I mean?
What? Yeah, don't want that. Don't want that, man. I hate it. I do. I wish people had more civility, to your point.
Common
sense. Yeah, but you just see it more and more, Mike. I mean, all you got to do is look at the videos. The videos are, it seems like it's endless now. And by the way, did we never have this before where all these people are like fighting on planes and acting stupid?
I never saw this.
Like, I didn't
It's
either.
Like an epidemic these days. It really is. Hey, before we wrap, shout out to a good friend of Carla and mine, Scotty the Hippie, the first person to ever take part in Mike Bell's golf invitational, where I invite myself to your private golf course, and then you pay for everything and the drinks, and I give you a 100% cotton t-shirt and hours of fellowship. You took part in it once with me.
I did.
Anyway, got to play Druid Hills Country Club today, which is Mac. It's just, I mean, pristine. Bruce Hagan, our buddy, was out there as well. And we had birdies, man. We had birdies, Joe. 3.5 hours. Around. Perfect day. So thanks to Scott the Hippie, man. Good time. Oh, and Reggie, who's working at one of the attendants at the golf course, huge listener, loves Dukes and Bell.
All right, Reggie, thank you, man. How's Scott doing, by the way?
Scott's doing great, man. Good. He's got that nice, you know, tall guy, lanky, easy swing, couple birds. And of course, we introduce him to our birdie shots. Got to do shots when you make a bird.
Yeah, no doubt.
At least I do.
They're far and few between. No, they are. They won't be tomorrow, though, at the Tour Championship.
Speaking of which, and Becky only makes birdie shots with Tito's. We'll be at the Tito's Stillhouse, guys. It's located right by the PGA store where the FedEx, you get all your gear for the FedEx Cup and the Tour Championship. We're between the 16th Island or Peninsula Green, or the 15th, I should say, Green, and the 16th Tee, Carl. That's where you'll find us Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, and I'm just glad to be back with our Tito's folks, man. They've been so good to us here at 92.9 The Game over the years in the Tito's Steel Tent. And Mike, the deal tomorrow is going to be, and for those of you who don't realize, it's just top 30 guys. So
right.
This is not a field of 75 or 100. They will be paired in twos as they tee off. Last two, Rory and Scotty.
The greatest access to watch the biggest names in golf. Remember, that's why we love it.
It is great. Hey, man, coming up, tell you what I don't love. What's going on with our Falcons right now? Because we have some questions about where this is going to go with our offensive line. Teams are dealing with injuries all around the league as we get ready for the start of the season, and now we are no different.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.